Collette had tough questions for state officials at the hearing, but he also told the ACLU of Michigan and union groups they have an uphill battle going forward in the case. ACLU attorney Michael Pitt says that doesn't worry him a bit.
I've heard that from judges for 39 years as a lawyer, and somehow I've been able to climb uphill and win the cases.
Pitt says the ruling means they can now gather more evidence and interview witnesses to build a case. The lawsuit claims state officials violated the Open Meetings Act by locking the doors of the state capitol while right-to-work bills were being debated and passed. State Attorney General Bill Schuette's office says the lawsuit is baseless and they're confident it'll be tossed out. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Mason.